1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris gave CNN her first sit-down interview since becoming the Democrats' presidential nominee. She talked up her plan for what she called an opportunity economy if elected and said she would consider a Republican for her cabinet.
I have spent my career inviting diversity of opinion. I think it's important to have people at the table when some of the most important decisions are being made that have different views, different experiences.
An act of Congress would likely be needed, but former President Trump said if he elected, he'd make the government pay for costs associated with in vitro fertilization. It's been a tough time for Boeing, both in its commercial aviation and space branches, but it reported an impressive statistic on Thursday. There was not a single fatal crash on any of the more than 31 million commercial jetliner flights worldwide in 2023. That hasn't happened since 1959. This is an inspector general reports the FBI has failed to refer some child sex abuse allegations to local authorities or social services agencies, even after changes prompted by its handling of the Larry Nassar case. Michael Horowitz is the IG.
In 47% of incidents we reviewed, we found no evidence that FBI employees complied with mandatory reporting requirements to state, local, tribal, and territorial law enforcement agencies. And in 50% of the incidents, no evidence of reporting to social service agencies.
In a statement, the Bureau said its efforts combating crimes against children are among the most critical and demanding undertakings it does. More than 8 years later, Orlando police are not preferring any charges against the former owners of the Pulse nightclub, where a gunman killed 49 people in 2016. Investigators determined none of the former owner's actions were done with a reckless disregard for human life. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two Wisconsinites have died from West Nile virus, and the Department of Health Services confirms another is in the hospital. The three people affected are from Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Our rainy summer created paradise for mosquitoes, so do whatever you can to avoid being bitten. And Governor Tony Evers' changes to the state's spending on schools happen all through line item veto. In Wisconsin, the governor can simply cross out any parts of a bill that's been passed by the legislature, sign it, and it becomes law without all the parts that have been crossed out. So in 2023, he took the Republican-authored state budget and crossed out this and that, ending in an extra $325 more per student for the next 400 years. A conservative advocacy group filed a lawsuit saying he exceeded his authority when he did that. But this week, a Dane County judge said Evers' changes to the law were totally legal. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the key was getting production with two outs.
We didn't add on a couple times today that I thought we had some opportunities, but all the damage we did was with two outs, right? Again, you know, like two outs, nobody on, and just a simple little walk.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickle era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms set to roll through during the overnight. Temperatures dropping to the upper 60s to around 70 degrees at daybreak, and some of the rain could be locally heavy. Morning storms then turning mostly sunny. Highs near 80. It's 69 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We're going to give away some Milwaukee Brewers baseball tickets and our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with the Week in Review.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program, and this is an absolutely amazing story that I did not expect to see. I have spoken on many occasions here and also written over at Hartman Report about back in the day when, back in the late 70s, early 80s, and through the mid 90s, when Nigel Peacock and I were running, and Sue Nethercutt was in another area, but we were all working with CompuServe forums. Nigel and I ran some 30 of them. We had the IBM forum, we had the Macintosh forum, we had the ADHD forum, we had the JFK assassination forum, we had the International Trade forum, we had a bunch of them. And, you know, the two of us and about a dozen other people that worked with us were paid, I was paid, and I shared that revenue with all of them. We were paid to monitor the forums on CompuServe, because this was all before 1996. And CompuServe at that time was the internet, actually, up until the mid-90s. AOL and CompuServe were pretty much all there was. And they were viewed legally the same as the New York Times, essentially. They were a publisher. Or as a bookstore, they were a distributor of content. Now, the content was being created by individuals, you know, people who were participating. But, just like if you were to write a letter to the New York Times threatening to kill the president, or send the New York Times a photograph of, you know, somebody being murdered or somebody being tortured or raped or something, and they published it, they could be held responsible for that. The New York Times could be held responsible for it. And if a bookstore was selling, you know, for example, child pornography, they could be held responsible for that. But then, so as a consequence of that, because CompuServe and AOL were viewed as bookstores or as, you know, publishers, they had to hire people like Nigel and me to run and police these forums. And we made a good living doing it, by the way. I mean, you know, it was not an inconsequential amount of money. And then in 1996, Congress got together and said, you know, we really want to turn this internet thing into something. We think it has great potential, and we want to encourage companies to jump in. And so we're going to pass a law. It was called Section 230 of the Decency and whatever it is Act, which was a subset of the Telecommunications Act of 1996. We're going to pass Section 230, which says that these publishers, these, you know, AOL, CompuServe, and then what came after 1996 was Facebook and Twitter and everything else, that they no longer have liability. They no longer have responsibility for what they publish. So if somebody puts child pornography on their site, or somebody puts, you know, a call to murder the president on their site or whatever, they can remove it if they want, and they probably should, just as good business practices. But we're not going to punish them. We're not going to prosecute them. We're not going to fine them if they don't. So you can have the Wild West. And it succeeded in jump-starting the internet. The internet, just between 1996 and 2005, the internet went from basically, you know, AOL and CompuServe, which was small and limited, to just exploded worldwide. And I have been saying for some time that Section 230's time is past, that you could argue that it was useful to have there for 5 or 10 years, but we no longer need these big companies. They're multi-billion dollar companies. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is the richest millennial on earth. He has, he's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know his exact net worth. He's worth a pile of money. And he can afford to pay somebody to monitor what's going on Facebook. Just like CompuServe used to pay Nigel and me. I mean, CompuServe, you know, Facebook is, some of these companies are showing like 40% profit margins. They're spinning off billions of dollars in profits every single month. So, you know, if they have to hire a small army of content moderators and or change their algorithm to make sure that the kind of stuff that they're pushing out isn't getting pushed out, they can afford to do that. And they should be doing that, both morally and you know, under the law, except that Section 230 says they don't have to do it, so they don't. They just take the money. Well, things got really bad for a family. The family of 10-year-old Nyla Anderson. And this was on TikTok. And TikTok has an algorithm that decides what to push to people. And little 10-year-old Nyla got a blackout challenge pushed to her. It's where you hang yourself and then try to save yourself just before you black out. You cut off the blood to your brain and then... And Nyla died. She hung herself as a result of this thing that TikTok had actually sent to her. She did not follow this person. She did not solicit this. She did not ask for it. She received it, and she did it, and she's dead. And so her family sued TikTok. You know, TikTok, and they argued in court. They said that TikTok knew that such videos were causing kids to get into tragic accidents, yet their algorithm targeted children nonetheless. They sued under Pennsylvania state law for product liability, negligence, and wrongful death. And this court, it's been through a couple of courts, and then it finally went to the Third Circuit, the Third Federal Circuit of, the appeals court. And three judges, two of them Trump appointees, one of them an Obama appointee, wrote, this is what one of the judges wrote: today, Section 230 rides into rescue corporations from virtually any claim loosely related to content posted by a third party, no matter the cause of action and whatever the provider's actions. And they basically said, you know, we're not going to let this happen anymore. They blew up these provisions of Section 230. Now, this is just a major rollback to Section 230. They said, because TikTok's algorithm, I'm quoting now from the decision, TikTok's algorithm curates and recommends a tailored compilation of videos for a user's FYP, that's a homepage or whatever they call it, based on a variety of factors, including the user's age and other demographics, online interaction, other metadata, it becomes TikTok's own speech. In other words, if somebody were to simply post some terrible thing on TikTok and only the people who follow that person saw it, that would be one thing. But because TikTok has this algorithm, and they're not unique in this, of course, this is true of all the social media sites, they have this algorithm that decides which posts to push out to people who haven't asked for them. This court ruled that this is not the speech of the person who posted it on TikTok. It has become the speech of TikTok itself. And TikTok is responsible for this. They are liable for this. Now, oddly enough, Clarence Thomas agrees with this. proof that a broken clock is right twice a day. He wrote back in 2022, he said, the reason for this use and misuse of Section 230 is simple advertising money. In particular, the kind of advertising facilitated by large swaths of personal data depends on Section 230 immunity. Otherwise, dominant platforms would have to spend large amounts on content moderation. He goes on to say, actually, this is Matt Stoller writing about what Clarence Thomas is saying. Matt Stoller goes on to say, he pointed out that Facebook refused to do anything to stop the use of its services by human traffickers, quote, now this is a quote from Clarence Thomas, because doing so would cost the company users and the advertising revenue those users generate, end quote. Now, the last case that we had, and Matt Stoller is writing about this, by the way, over at thebignewsletter.com. The last major case heard by the Supreme Court on this was Moody versus NetChoice, and they slightly narrowed Section 230, but this is blowing it up. And I think this is a big deal. I think this is a really big deal. The Obama appointee, Patty Schwartz, and the two Trump appointees, Peter Phillips and Paul Mady, all agreed to ratchet back Section 230. And, basically what they're saying is that TikTok is not a publisher, but a distributor. They're like a bookstore. This is a big deal. We need to be paying attention to this. The other story that I want to share with you real quick, and then I'll pick up your calls here, is Tim Walz gave a speech yesterday at a union site, and I believe it was a firefighters union. His brother-in-law is, or Kamala Harris's brother-in-law is a firefighter. A retired firefighter and a member of the Firefighters Union. And Tim pointed that out. And he started talking about Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And this is what he said. He said, the only thing these guys know about working people is how to take advantage of them, how to not pay them. Every single chance they've gotten, they've waged a war on workers. Words are cheap. Action is all you should care about. When Donald Trump was president, he blocked overtime benefits for millions of workers. He opposed efforts to raise the minimum wage and even proposed slashing budgets for federal fire service programs. One of the goals of their Project 2025 is to screw the middle class, making it harder for workers to collectively bargain, allowing employers to dramatically cut overtime or even eliminate it and slash taxes for the ultra wealthy by imposing a national sales tax on the rest of us. Good on you, Tim Walz. This is, going on the off as a caller earlier in the day said, the old saying, the best defense is a good offense. Well, that's what the Harris campaign is doing. This is what John Kerry should have done in 2004, frankly, in retrospect, or George McGovern in, back in the day. But here we are. They've learned their lessons, and they are taking it to them. And I think it's brilliant.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after the break. Stay with us, 17 minutes past the hour. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
We ate so much wild game. I mean, every Sunday was rabbit, partridge, fish, venison.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That was not believable.
No, at all. Wow.
I did not do that.
Cool.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Sneaky alert, when you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. That means, so instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium freeze-dried raw dog food that dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy just love this taste, the taste of this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The sun is shining bright, a brand new day in sight. A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light. With every step we take and every word we say, today's the day to do something great in our own special way.
It's 23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about the hypocrisy of the Republicans in regard to their fear of the invasion over our sovereign territorial borders. They seem to be very concerned that people are going to breach the border and come and pick tomatoes and, you know, do office janitorial work and, you know, carve up chickens and steaks and meat processing plants in the heartland.
The horrors.
What they don't seem to want to talk about is how our sovereign territorial boundaries have already been breached by the corporate lobbyists of foreign governments. I mean, today, I think the biggest example would be AIPAC, which directly intervenes in federal elections by bankrolling candidates. I mean, they're not simply using speech and communicating ideas in the market of public discourse. They're actually putting out millions of dollars to torpedo people who are incumbents, who are against the policies that they feel a foreign nation is in the best interest of a foreign nation as opposed to the best interest of the United States. And this goes back to the 80s. If you remember the anti-Japan hysteria when the Japanese Japanese economy was becoming, knocking on the door, supplanting the United States. They were deadly afraid the Japanese would just take over to the number one spot in the world economy. They surpassed Germany. And there was a book that came out at the time, which was kind of shocking. It was called Rising Sun Incorporated. And it outlined how many... hundreds of millions of dollars spent by them to influence the legislative policies of the government in to their benefit.
Correct.
And as a result of that, the reforms didn't outlaw it. What they did was they codified it. So now you have to register as an agent of a foreign government. They basically, when you say they legalized bribing politicians, well, we've legalized the breach of our territorial sovereignty on the highest levels of government by foreign agents like Paul Manafort. He went to jail not because he represented a foreign government, because he didn't register as a foreign agent.
Right. Because he lied about it.
They have a technicality to catch you on it. But they let the United States be overrun by anybody that has a lot of money. Aramco. I mean, they're poisoning the air of all Americans, causing cancer and emphysema. And they're trying everything in their might to keep the electrification of our transportation system to move as slowly as possible.
Yep.
We're being intervened by foreigners day in and day out, directly, and also in state governments. We have all kinds of economic development corporations on the state and municipal levels that are begging for foreign money, and they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, no, I get it, Paul. The border invasion is happening, and it's happening by lobbyists. That's a brilliant reframe. I love it. Paul, thank you so much for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris gave CNN her first sit-down interview since becoming the Democrats' presidential nominee. She talked up her plan for what she called an opportunity economy if elected and said she would consider a Republican for her cabinet.
I have spent my career inviting diversity of opinion. I think it's important to have people at the table when some of the most important decisions are being made that have different views, different experiences.
An act of Congress would likely be needed, but former President Trump said if he elected, he'd make the government pay for costs associated with in vitro fertilization. It's been a tough time for Boeing, both in its commercial aviation and space branches, but it reported an impressive statistic on Thursday. There was not a single fatal crash on any of the more than 31 million commercial jetliner flights worldwide in 2023. That hasn't happened since 1959.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 is spreading at a high rate right now in the Badger State. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Hupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and he says it should be effective against the current strains. And Milwaukee tenants are suing the city's housing authority, saying it allowed a bedbug infestation to spread. College Court has a reputation in the city. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, since 2019, residents have filed more than 4,000 pest control requests for College Court. But residents claim that remediation never happened, and they had rashes so bad they were bleeding and thought it could be shingles. This lawsuit represents five tenants who are asking the housing authority to quickly solve the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Are you tired of hearing about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? Adam Sandler isn't. He's giddy about the power couple to the point where it sounds like he has an actual couple crush. No word on who he is more smitten with, Kelce or Swift. The comedian told the Kelce brothers on their New Heights podcast that his whole family loves the couple to the point where when Sandler is around Swift, he gets nervous because he doesn't want to blow it for his daughters. Speaking of Sandler, he does sound like a good friend to his pal Rob Schneider. Schneider says Sandler has called him every week for the last 30 years just to check in on him. Schneider says he's not sure when asked if he would be part of Sandler's recently announced Happy Gilmore 2, but he told People that he loves Sandler and wants him to be happy and healthy. Sounds like Schneider really wants a part in Sandler's new film, or he's hoping that his friend falls out of love with Kelce and Swift so they can finally be together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms set to roll through during the overnight. Temperatures dropping to the upper 60s to around 70 degrees at daybreak, and some of the rain could be locally heavy. Morning storms then turning mostly sunny, highs near 80, currently 71 degrees.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, joins me next. We'll talk about why Derek Van Orten is unfit to serve another term in U.S. Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
2:30 to, well, no, I think it's supposed to be wrapping up now. But in any case, probably within the next hour or so, they'll start releasing little clips, you know, as teasers to try to get you to watch tonight. So keep an eye out for that. The New York Times had an interesting headline pointing out that J.D. Vance is doubling down on telling Kamala Harris to go to hell for criticizing their photo op at Arlington when she never criticized it. She hasn't spoken about the issue, but J.D. Vance wants her to go to hell anyway. This guy is sick. I mean, he's weird. He's like disconnected from reality. He's living in this little bubble created by his billionaire friends. It's just weird. So, what's on your mind? Kelly in Big Bar, California. Hey, Kelly, what's up?
Hello, Tom. I have some thoughts on how to reformat the debates.
Okay.
First of all, the panel needs to have simple questions, not multifaceted questions. They need to limit the answering time. You must answer the question to move forward to the next question.
Oh, good luck with that.
If you don't, you are on permanent mute, and then you have to buzz in to say, okay, I'm ready to answer that past question.
Right.
You're going to score it like ice skating in the Olympics. Did they complete the question? And then you get deductions for whether it was true or false, or partially true or false. And then you'll get a final score at the end of the event.
We'd get a little audience where they're holding up cards with numbers on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do enough. Everybody knows enough of the live facts,
right,
and what's, you know, ballpark, yeah, what's going on, and then they can adjust it thereafter. But basically, yeah, if you don't answer the question, you don't get another question until you answer the question you've been asked.
Yeah, if we're going to have to tolerate an hour of Donald Trump, we might as well have a good time doing it. I get it. Kelly, thank you. Great suggestions.
All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, good to hear from you. Dr. Robert in Bainbridge, Island, Washington. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Well, Tom, thanks again for your good work educating all of us. Sometimes, rather than the rational debate element, though, I find humor to be useful. I've commissioned my daughter, who's an artist, to come up with a bit of art, and I want your beta opinion of it. It hasn't been published yet, but it's a picture of a cartoon of Donald Trump standing at Arlington with a fatuous grin on his face and his thumbs up symbol, and then climbing halfway up him is RFK with a chainsaw, chainsawing off the top of his head, and at his feet is J.D. Vance yelling, go to hell, and in Trump's left hand is a ticket for Venezuela. What do you think?
Well, it's a start, Robert. I'm not sure about the let's chainsaw his head. I mean, that might be taken as a threat, and but I, you know, I get it. You're feeling. I see. Okay. Yeah, because that story about Bob Kennedy going down to a beach and with a chainsaw sawing off the head of a dead whale, bungee cording it on top of his car, and then driving 5 hours home with his kids in the car, and whale juice coming down through the windows, making the car all stinky. One of his kids said we were all wearing plastic bags over our heads because it smelled so bad. I mean, that weird doesn't even begin to describe that. I mean, no, we need an adjective stronger than weird. I don't, you know, it's dynastically weird. It's bizarre. But Robert, a good one. Thank you very much for that. Conrad in San Diego. Hey, Conrad, what's on your mind today?
Well, can we get Larry his own show?
Yeah, he really should have one. He should be pitching it to KPFK. I know that's where he's listening to us. Because Larry, our math guy, you know, Larry from Los Angeles, he is brilliant.
Stuff like every time they cut the taxes for corporations, we get a recession. That's something we need. Maybe you could start collecting his little pithy comments for one of your breaks.
Yeah.
Because that's something we need to hear every day, over and over and over again, you know.
Yeah. The world needs to.
Anyway, So anyway, one of my ideas, and I'm a little late on this. So I 3 years ago, I thought I was never going to have to hear about the Orange Menace again. But we just passed the anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking our friends who have the baby Trump balloon, those protesters.
Right.
Maybe they could make a balloon fat boy atom bomb with Trump's face on it. And I think the loss of life was 200,000 at Hiroshima, so maybe two of them.
Yeah.
And that would represent the 400,000 unneeded deaths due to Trump's negligence during the COVID.
During COVID,
And maybe they put it up at Washington, D.C.'s Mall of Memorials for a protest.
I have struggled to figure out a way to communicate that. I mean, one out of every 270 Americans died as a result of Donald Trump's incompetence in his last year in office during COVID. That's breathtaking, you know? One out of every 270 people. I mean, I know a couple of people who died. Who believed Donald Trump. They did not wear masks. They did not get vaccinated. Well, actually, they died before the vaccine became available, but they didn't wear masks. They just like, you know, oh, yeah, it's just a flu. And, you know, they both got COVID and they both died. And it was a husband and wife couple, and they were both, you know, probably 50 pounds overweight, each one of them. And, you know, which puts you in a huge risk category with the original COVID. And they just didn't believe that they had to worry about anything. And they both friggin' died. And the wife died first. And she was a friend of my son's, actually. And she died first, and her husband was there in the hospital with her as she died. Then he got it, and then he died. I mean, you know, this is... And you know, we're not even having a conversation about this. The guy who killed, a couple hundred thousand Americans unnecessarily through his incompetence... is not even being held to account for that. It is literally never mentioned in the media. And I just Jared Kushner saying that blaming it on red state governors would be an effective political strategy. You know, let's do that, right? Instead of doing something about COVID. Just the whole thing. It's just so disgusting, frankly, is, you know, the best word I can come up with. Conrad, thank you.
Well, I thought...
Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I just thought maybe two atomic bombs might make it more visceral.
It might. I suspect it would make people think that it was an anti-nuclear protest, but, you know, who knows? But I'm still struggling with, you know, figuring out a way to communicate it quickly and easily, because that's really what you need. And it's a good start, Conrad. It's a good start. Keep thinking. I like the way you're thinking.
Thank you.
David in San Pedro. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Two quick things. One, I listened to the DNC convention last week, and one name was missing the whole week. Nobody said anything about Jimmy Carter.
Well, what's there to say? I mean, he was a good man, a good president.
Well, I would think a nod to him at least. I mean, the guy's on his deathbed, and Rosalind passed away and all that stuff.
Right.
And some sort of acknowledgement was missing. But another comment that I've wanted to make for some time, I used to make my money working on a software team, a federal software team, you know, working on an application that was used in one of the agencies. And I had to go through a complete security check just to be a business analyst on that software team. I wasn't even coding, right?
Yeah.
And it just seems strange that I had to go through a full security check, and periodically, you know, over the years, there were several of them, and yet presidential candidates don't have to.
Yeah, I went through the same thing. I owned an ad agency in Atlanta, and we were doing consulting work for the National Security Agency, for the Army and for the FBI, and the CIA ultimately. But the work we did with the NSA in particular, I had to go through a rather extensive security check. I had to sign a 16-page contract, you know, that was all fine print, you know, that said things like you can't pick plants on the property of the NSA headquarters, you know. And yeah, you're right. Presidential candidates, no problem. And here's where it gets weird. You know, when Trump got into the White House, he brought in his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has all these foreign connections that are really skeezy. And his father was convicted of, you know, financial fraud and went to
prison. I remember.
And the FBI looked at him and said, no way this guy should get a security clearance. And Trump just overrode them. And then he goes over to Saudi Arabia and negotiates a deal to give himself $2 billion. What did Saudi Arabia get for that $2 billion?
His income tax returns.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, it's all pretty weird, David. You know, we've got basically two standards, you know, one for billionaires and powerful people and the other for all the rest of us. David, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds, and I'll be back in just a moment with more of your calls. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Jim, Jared Kushner said an effective political strategy would be to blame deaths in COVID on blue state governors. I misspoke. We'll be right back. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stores now.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Many Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and many of us are reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like child care, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're working hard. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into your home's equity to pay off their high-interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334. NMLS consumeraccess.org. That's 888-675-4090. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here 9 minutes before the hour. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Much earlier in the show, you were talking with a caller who was talking about whether or not you could separate out local initiatives from the ballot so people could vote for just a slate of candidates. And you said appropriately that, you know, you can check or not check a box on your ballot as you wish for any candidate, and that in some cases you could vote straight ticket one party or the other.
Right.
I would advise against that because that's how we end up with judges on courts who have had no opposition, they don't have a party affiliation in some places.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes for some mayorships, some city council positions. If you have people who are running in a race that is nonpartisan, voting straight ticket will not catch those races.
You're right.
So those people can win by a very small margin.
You're right. The other side of the problem, Marie, is that people show up and they have no idea who these judges are, and they just randomly vote for them, or they vote for the people whose names they like, or they vote for the woman or the man or whatever. And this is a strong argument for vote by mail, because you can sit at home and you can look these things up on your computer.
Exactly. The alternative to that is also there's usually a way to get a sample ballot on your local county website. And if you print it out, which is what we usually do, and go down and do research on any of the nonpartisan races to find out who these people are, where they came from, what their background is, and make an informed choice that way.
Well, here in Oregon, they when they send out the ballots, about a week, maybe 2 weeks before they send out the ballots, they send out a voter guide. And it's thick. It's like 70 pages or thereabouts, and the size of a small magazine. And it lists all the candidates. It gives each one of the candidates an opportunity to post their own information about themselves and their site. And it's all been vetted by the state to make sure that it's accurate and it's not full of lies and things. And it's very, very useful. But,
wow, you know,
we take it very seriously here in Oregon. We want voters to be educated and informed. And, of course, it's all vote by mail. So, Marie, thank you. Thanks for the clarifications.
Thank you.
John in Long Island, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hi. I just have a quick rant on the classified document case and how our Justice Department, I think, has failed us miserably. I don't understand how a person who's been accused and indicted of being a traitor and responsible for a coup against the country, who has ties to our most dangerous adversaries, can steal our top secret information, not give them back for months, and our Justice Department treats it like it's just another criminal case.
And leave it in an unmarked, an unlocked room with a giant copy machine while spies from China and Russia are walking around the property for months.
It doesn't make sense. It just something stinks.
Yeah.
And I find it laughable, Tom. I find it laughable that we allow this neophyte judge who was nominated by the same person that she's judging, and we let her with these stall tactics, and you know, now dismissing the case. And when in fact, I don't see why Merrick Garland needs to follow due process of law in any way in this case. This is national security. They have a duty to detain the perpetrator and interrogate him, find out what's been leaked, then indict him.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about Merrick Garland is not keeping our country safe? Yeah. It's despicable. And if I just follow one last point.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, make your last point.
Okay, my last point is that unless they don't get Cannon dismissed from the case, why bother having the case? Because if the case goes on and she's the judge, at the end of the day, she does the sentence, and it will be probation. It'll be a complete waste of time.
She's going to throw everything to Trump. That's kind of the bad news. The good news is that if Trump loses this election, even if she's the judge on the case next year, her opportunity to get appointed to the Supreme Court by Donald Trump has vanished, and she might go back to being a rational judge and doing the right thing. We'll see. John, thank you for the call. Norma in Montgomery. Hey, Norma. We have just about a minute here till the end of the show. You got a quick one? I'm sorry to run out of time on you.
Well, I was thinking about hanging up and calling back tomorrow if you're going to be there.
I won't be. So what's up?
Yeah. Okay. Alabama has an opportunity to turn this state purple. We have a good candidate in the new district here. His name is Shimori. Figures his father is the one who sued the Klan. Mm-hmm. Well, District 6 also has a good candidate. And if we could get enough people to pay attention and help and do the phone banking and put up signs and do flyers, we could have four Democratic House of Representatives people going to Congress.
That's
instead
great.
Of just one.
So if you're in Alabama, get out there. Get out there and get active. Norma, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. Thank you. Always good hearing from you. Thanks so much for being with us today. Have a great weekend, great holiday weekend, and don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Keep yourself safe. Have a great weekend.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today
today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, it's a Football Friday with Burkle's One Block Over. We'll talk with Tony Mandrich.
And live music from Heights Pub and Parlor. We'll feature Dan Rafferty from Doolin Pianos. Join us.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. U.S. analysts don't think